From upstairs, that was a pretty impressive performance. Did it look the same from the bench?
Yeah, it was almost a carbon copy of our game in Nashville, with a shorter bench. Not in terms of players, because everybody played tonight and everybody had a piece of that. But with some guys banged up out there and guys who played through some stuff that happened tonight, we executed what we tried to do, and when we couldn't get it done, we fought hard to get pucks back, to block shots, and when we couldn't get that done, our goaltender stopped the puck.
What stood out for you from the defensive side to keep them to as much as you did?
You know what, it's more the tone and the mood on the bench. You know, quickness is the key to defense. Aside, once you get past knowing where you're supposed to be, how fast you're willing to do to get there is the key. Then I also thought we moved the puck out of our end. Not all night perfectly, but really well without some pretty good puck-moving guys off our blue line. All four center icemen did just a spectacular job of staying under the puck and being available for our D.
Most of us stepped in after being a healthy scratch for a long, long time. And when Toby leaves the game, he's arguably your number one D at a certain point in the third.
Yeah, it was between him, Stafford, and Frolik on the power play, really. That's what we're running back there for power play guys. And we were canvassing the bench for forwards that had played the blue line. Played really well. So it comes from a simple place. He worked really, really hard while he was out. It's not an easy thing to go through. It probably helps when he's looking at the depth chart before we get injured, the three right-hand shots that are ahead of him. That makes it a little easier. But to his credit, he had skated and worked off ice and pushed himself, so when he got his chance to play tonight, he could.
Pavlik, he said he was going to try and put St. Louis behind him.
Yeah.
And he said that, it was very hard for him. He said just now, it was really hard to do, but I owed it to my teammates to do it, and he looked pretty good tonight.
Don't underestimate the pressure, the internal pressure on himself, right? Because regardless of what people write or say about Andre, he's part of our team, and that hurt him more than anybody else in that locker room. And that was the reason he needed a little distance from the game to get back in the net, and then he did exactly what he needed to do, came in against Tampa and gave up one. And that gave us a chance to win the game. So that's all he could have done for our team tonight, and that was everything he did.
You lose Trouba there, but he has to do that, does he not? Or would you prefer him not to have reacted there?
No, he gets to do that. We put our gloves back on and drop the puck, and there's nothing else left. Like, I don't think that's a decision, right? I don't think that anybody sees that and then thinks through the next 30 seconds to 2 minutes. It's just on, and it's tough pill to swallow. Toll goes down and he gets 12 minutes worth of penalties, and we're on a 5-minute power play. But Drew Stafford got on the point, so sometimes you need a little bit of help from upstairs, and that's why Drew was where he was.
What does it mean as you, Toby, come back from a hit like that to finish?
Well,
the last one?
It's huge, not just to get him back on the ice in the game and preserve the win, but to know that he's not going to be out for the next 3 to 4 weeks with a hit from behind like that, and that could have just easily been a defenseman done for the season.
Thank you.
Okay.